Happy Thursday, everyone. It's now time for another spooky bedtime story. And today we're going to be reading a story called Narrowly Escaping an Unhinged Woman from Walmart. So you already know this is going to be a spooky one when it involves Walmart, one of the biggest supermarkets in America. So let's see what happens in this story and why this may be another reason why you don't want to go to Walmart tonight. So let's go. Recently, I had to make a quick run to Walmart after work for a few smaller items I'd forgotten the day before. About halfway into my trip, I was approached by a woman and a young girl who asked me to buy a pack of diapers for them. Now, I do enjoy helping people whenever I can, but something felt incredibly off-putting about this situation. Something about the way she just strode right up to me and asked. It all felt very rehearsed. I told her no in the most polite way I could muster. She nodded and went on. I was prepared to deal with potentially having turned a woman away who genuinely needed help. But like I mentioned, something still felt very wrong about it. I completed the rest of my shopping and was well on my way to forgetting the encounter. But when I made my way up to the self-checkout, suddenly, the lady and the little girl, they made a beeline over to me. She doesn't look at me or speak. She and the girl just start scanning not only the diapers, but items they had hidden in their clothes, racking up a huge total on the self-checkout. Completely stupefied that she just brazenly assumed that I'd pay for it all, I got the attention of the associate and quietly explained the situation, making it clear that I wasn't trying to make a scene, but I simply didn't know these people, and I wasn't about to pay for all of their belongings now that I knew it was a ploy. He told me that they'd had to deal with her before. That wasn't the first customer she had a run-in with. He put on his most patient customer service voice and talked to the woman, at which point she pretended not to speak English, despite having had a pretty firm grasp on it earlier when asking me to buy diapers for them. She just kept pointing to me as if her and the girl were with me. Thankfully, she wasn't fooling the associate who by now had not only cleared her items for my checkout, but had placed himself in between myself and the woman, who was still pretending that she couldn't understand him and still adamant that we were together. She was getting louder and things started escalating now. So I made a point to pay for my belongings and hightail it out of there. I hurried out to the car, closed the door just in time as I saw the little girl sprinting, almost catching up to me. The woman not too far behind. Panic set in me and suddenly I was trying to lock the doors. I threw my groceries in and buckled up all at once. She was frantically tapping at my window as I cranked the car with what I assumed at first was her nail. I wasn't going to look until I caught the sun gleaming off of something. I turned to find that she wasn't tapping with her nail, but instead, the tip of a switchblade, making slow, deliberate slicing motions with it. Just about the only thing I could think to do was throw my car into reverse and get the hell out of there. And as I did, she and the girl slowly walked in front of my car, heading back into the store. As she was walking by, the woman turned and looked at me and gave what I could only describe as the most sinister smile ever. Something was just so deeply insidious about the way she gave me that knowing look. Truly diabolical version of the kind of look that an evil kid would give you when they know they're doing something they're not supposed to do. I was shaken, but ultimately okay. Though I'd be lying if I said I didn't look over my shoulder for a long while. And that's another reason why you might not want to go to Walmart tonight. Maybe you might want to go to Target or another store instead. But who knows? Target is just as crazy, so just be careful in any big market you go into. I hope you enjoyed this bedtime story, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you all. Have a good night, and be safe. Until next time.